The Healing Word Program is a ministry of the Largo Community Church, where Christ is honored and people are loved. You're invited to join us in worship via live streaming this Sunday morning at either 9 o'clock or 11 o'clock. Visit largocc.org and click on Watch Live.
Hebrews 13:5, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Friend, you can be an overcomer in Him, but you can't be an overcomer without Him. But you can resist anything, yes, anything.
On today's Healing Word program, Pastor Jack Morris takes us to 1 John, where we read about God's love for us and the healing that it brings into our lives. Here's Pastor Morris with an introduction of today's message, Healing Life's Hurts.
1 John chapter 4, verse 16, God is love. God sent His Word and healed them. And God is sending His love to you today through His Word to bring blessing and healing to you physically, mentally, emotionally, and in every way. God is love. Hear this message. It's a message that tells us that God's love is a healing love. God's with you, friend. He's going to heal you today. Believe the message and let the message build faith in your heart, and God's will be done in your life. I'm Pastor Jack Morris. I'm going to the pulpit. Come into the sanctuary now and hear the Word of God and be healed. Take your Bible, hold it up and say, this is the Word of God. Friend, listen, this is the Word of God. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It comes and does spiritual surgery. This is the Word of God. Let's put it over our heart. You pray this prayer after me. Thank you, Father, for your holy word.
Thank you, Father, for your holy word.
I need your word today.
I need your word today.
I need your word every day.
I need your word every day.
You have given me your word. Now
bless the pastor as he preaches your word. Open my heart to hear and receive your word.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. The Word of God for the hurting. The Word of God. Now, two things I want to mention today. First is, Jesus is always with us, never leaving us, never forsaking us. He is always with us. Secondly, I want to talk about Jesus coming in a special way when there is a special need. Even though He's with us all the time, He does break forth in special ways at certain times, certain circumstances. So hear the Word of God. Be blessed by the Word of God. Be healed by the Word of God. Be delivered and liberated by the Word of God. Friend, again, I'll say it again. This is your day. Hear the Word of God and let it come in, because God is here to do something beautiful for you, something wonderful. Jesus is always with us. Say that. Jesus is always with me. Now say this. Jesus is always with me. Now read the scripture that is there. Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Now, He is always there, always. When I feel His presence and when I don't feel His presence, there are times you're going to feel the wonderful, comforting presence of the Lord, and that is a wonderful feeling to know that Jesus is there. The feeling of security, the feeling of warmth and comfort, the feeling of knowing that He's giving guidance and you're not walking alone. Oh, I wish I could go on, and I wish I had a vocabulary to tell you how it feels to feel His presence. And those of you who have felt His presence know what I'm talking about. It's beyond words to feel the presence, the very presence of Jesus just standing right there, arm in arm, linked with you, with me, going through whatever we're going through. He's always there. Notice what the scripture says, the promise. Never, we've underscored it. Never, never will I leave you nor forsake you. Never. How long is never? Whether you feel Him or whether you don't feel Him, it's still never will I forsake you. There are times that you're not going to feel the presence of God. You're going to feel the absence or a feeling of the absence. But listen, listen, friends. Your feelings don't count. Your feelings do not dictate the terms.
Your feelings are like the temperature out there. One day it's 92, the next day it's 67. Your feelings are like a thermometer. They go up and down like a yo-yo. Feelings don't count. That's what counts. This is what counts. The promise of God is forever the same. So whether you feel him or whether you don't feel him, he doesn't change at all. He hasn't moved. He is with you all the time. Let me tell you this little story. I like to tell little stories. This guy was driving along in his car, and his wife was way over there to the passenger side, and they were driving along, and they were in an old pickup truck, is really what it was. And then finally she spoke up. They were so quiet, she spoke up, and she said, "It was never like this before. Remember when you and I were just all snuggled up together? We were so close. We were touching each other, feeling each other. Now look at us. Look at the separation. What's gone wrong?" He just looked. He said, "I haven't moved." I'll explain that to you when you shake hands with me. Friends, God doesn't move. If there is a movement, it's our movement away from him, because he's always there. "Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you." And in Psalm 118, he says this: "His steadfast love endures forever." Now, you just read that a moment ago in your call to worship. It's in your bulletin, the call to worship. "His steadfast love endures forever." Three times it says that. "His steadfast love endures forever." Come on, say it.
"His steadfast love endures forever."
Come on, again.
"His steadfast love endures forever."
One more time. "His steadfast love endures forever." Three times for emphasis. Maybe it's because of the Trinity, the Father. "His steadfast love endures forever." The Son, "His steadfast love endures forever." The Holy Spirit, "His steadfast love endures forever." God is saying it over and over again. You're hearing it over and over again. Let us hear it like we're hearing it again for the first time. Let it get down deep into our hearts where we'll know that his steadfast love endures forever. Steadfast simply means it's fixed in place. It's solidly fixed in place. And the word endure means it continues in that fixed state. So regardless of how I feel, that love is on me. That love is over me. That love is surrounding me. I'm covered by his love. I'm filled with his spirit. He is with me all the time. Never will I leave you. In temptation, he's there. When temptation comes on, I feel that I'm overpowered by another power, another force greater than my power, greater than anything a human man can do to resist it. He's there. "Never will I leave you." Oh, that is so comforting to me. Friend, let me tell you something, fellas and ladies. When temptation comes, put that scripture in your mind. Memorize it. If you can't memorize it, write it on a 3x5 card. Put it on your dashboard of your car. Put it in your pocket. Put it in your purse. And when that temptation is there and those thoughts are going through your mind, quote it. Let it come out verbally, loudly. Hebrews 13:5, "Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you." Friend, you can be an overcomer in him, but you can't be an overcomer without him. But you can resist anything. Yes. Anything, any power, any force. Too many of God's people are succumbing to doubts, to fears, to evil thoughts, to evil behaviors. We're giving in because we can't fight the devil. The devil has power. We can't fight evil. Evil is a terrible force in the world today. But when you have Jesus, and you know you have Jesus, and when you feel it, his presence, and when you don't feel his presence, you still have Jesus. He's there with you all the time, blessing you. And when trouble comes, and trouble will come, friend, listen, I'll say it again. Life is going to hurt you. Many of you have already been hurt by life. Life is hurting some of you right now. And so when that trouble comes, and you just feel
Press down, a heavy weight, a heavy burden, a cloud, a grayness in your thinking. It's like a cloud over you. Say those words of Jesus. Say, Jesus, you said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And regardless of how I feel and how the trouble is upon me, you are greater than my problem. You are greater than my trouble. You're with me. When I'm sick, never will I leave you nor forsake you. When misfortune comes, never will I leave you nor forsake you. Friend, you're hearing it. You're hearing it. You've heard it so many times before, but hear it again today and be blessed by it. He is always with us. Always with us. Now, he comes to us at special times in special situations. Even though he is always with us, watch how he moves into a particular troubled situation, into a particular temptation. When we're tempted, he comes in a particular way. When there's trouble, he comes in a particular way. When there's misfortune, when there's sickness, he'll come in his own inimitable way. He's there. So watch how it happens. The special ways Jesus comes. I want to go back to that Easter sermon. Cleophas and Simon were on the Emmaus Road. It was Easter afternoon. They saw Jesus die on the cross. They knew he was dead. They saw his body taken down. They saw his body put in the tomb. They saw the stone rolled away. They saw the governor put his seal on the stone. They saw the soldiers guarding the tomb. They saw it all. Now, these men had been with Jesus approximately three and a half years. They had seen healings and miracles of all kinds. They had heard Jesus himself speak. It was beautiful. It was wonderful, the faith that they had. Even Peter said to Jesus on one occasion, "We have left all to follow you." They had given everything up. They had a very special relationship with the Lord Jesus. Well, now they're on the Emmaus Road, feeling so defeated, so down, so dejected. They were like defeated warriors. They were walking, but they were limping inside. They'd seen Jesus die. As far as they knew, he was still dead. Oh, the ladies told him that he was alive. But somehow, it's just like hearing a sermon. I hear it, but it didn't hit me. I hear it, but it didn't get through to me. I heard it, but I'm still tempted. I'm still struggling. I still have problems. Nothing has happened. I hear and hear and hear, but somehow I'm not listening. It's not getting through. Well, that's what happened to two of those men. Now, if those men had, and they did, this wonderful relationship with the Lord, a visible relationship, those of us who have an invisible relationship, we need to look to the Word perhaps even more so than they did. Well, they were limping on that road, so defeated, so down, and they kept reinforcing their defeat by talking about it. Amplify. Friend, you keep talking about it. Your situation is going to go worse. Your situation is going to grow more difficult. You've got to talk to one person about it, and that's Jesus. Now, you can share it with somebody as a prayer request, but don't keep lifting up the hardship. Lift it up to the Lord Jesus Christ, who will take it, bless you, help you, and overcome.
Pastor Morris will return in a moment with the conclusion of today's message. While the current restrictions imposed as a result of the coronavirus prohibits us from gathering for church on Sunday mornings, you can attend the services at the Largo Community Church this Sunday via live streaming. Go to largocc.org at 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. this Sunday and click on Watch Live. Again, go to largocc.org at 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. this Sunday and click on Watch Live. And friend, the Healing Word is a ministry of the Largo Community Church and exists to grow your faith in God and lead you to a closer walk with Jesus. But we can't do it alone. Will you consider partnering with Pastor Morris today by praying for the ministry? And consider sending a gift to help us in reaching those who are struggling with life's challenges and need hope for tomorrow. You can make your tax-deductible donation in a matter of minutes by visiting our website, largocc.org. Click on the Healing Word and follow the Donations tab to complete your support of this vital ministry. When you contact us, Pastor Morris will return a note of thanks and will lift your name up in prayer to God with heartfelt thanks and appreciation. Now, let's join Pastor Jack Morris for the conclusion of today's message.
Well, now here they are, so defeated, these two disciples of the Lord. Now watch Jesus come near. He comes now in a very special way, just like he's going to come to you this morning in a very special way. I'll tell you, I feel almost tingly right now because I know somebody's going to get something today that you have been longing for, praying for, hoping for. It's going to come in an answer to prayer. I feel it inside me. I really do. It's happening because somebody is not just hearing, but you're listening with an open heart and an open mind. And the Word of God is like seed that's being planted, and it's going to happen. Something's going to come forth that's going to be beautiful and wonderful. Well, here comes Jesus to these men who are saying, "He's dead. We saw him crucified. We saw the stone. He's dead. He's dead." You keep saying the same thing. He's dead. He isn't here. He doesn't answer prayer. I've been praying for years about. No, I'm praying again like I'm praying for the first time. I'm taking it to the Lord in prayer. Well, here's this stranger that comes in a very specific way, like he comes to all of us in specific situations in a very specific way. He comes to them, and look what happens. He walks with them. He talks with them. He opens the scripture to them. He breaks bread with them. Hey, are you getting this? This is the formula. This is the formula that I'm to give you today. This is a formula. Now, you and I want a quick fix. Of course we do. You know, I want Jesus to do it right now. Right now. I've been waiting. I wish he'd have done it yesterday. But I want it right now. But here's a formula. For ladies, you're going to bake a cake. You have to have a recipe, a formula. Whatever you're going to do, you have a formula, a recipe, whatever it is. Now watch him. Jesus comes and he walks. Okay, you see the word walk underscored? He walks. Now this is what he's telling us in this scripture, that he desires to walk with us daily. Daily, we need to claim his presence. We need to absolutely out loud say, "Thank you, Lord. You never leave me. You never forsake me. You're with me." We need to say it to him. We need to affirm that in our hearts, that he is walking with us. Now, the second thing is what? Talks. He's talking with them. This is prayer. Jesus is talking to them. Not only is prayer me talking to God, but God talking to us. And even this sermon now is a form of prayer, God talking to the hurting. He talks with us. Now, the third is what? He opens scripture. The word of God comes forth in mighty power. It's the bread of life. It's the water of life. It's the meat of life. It's the manna from heaven. It's our strength. He begins to open the scripture, and then he breaks bread. Friend, today, your heart will burn with you. There's a little pilot light that's inside every Christian today. The flame may have gone out, but I truly believe that pilot light is there. But the Holy Spirit wants to breathe upon that pilot light and blow it into a flame of glory, of Pentecostal glory, of upper room glory. God is here to bless. Oh, how he cares and how he loves and how he wants to bless. Now, notice this, one more thing. Oh, one more thing. I'm so glad you're here today. I'm so glad you're here. He walks with them. He talks with them. He opens the scriptures to them. He breaks bread with them. He does one more thing. Look at the bottom one. He sends them back to church. Friend, God's not going to do anything with you until you and I recognize we are part of a redeemed company of people. You are not a solo redeemed individual. You are redeemed in a company. Jesus said, "I will build my church." And he's building you into the body. People say, "Well, I could stay home. I don't need the church." Friend, You're weak, you're puny, you're nothing without Jesus. You can't fight battles without Jesus. You can't fight temptations. You can't fight sickness. There's really nothing you can do. Now, the Lord has given us a prescription. A prescription. You don't need a prescription. A doctor's prescription. You can't take this to the pharmacy or to the drugstore and get it filled out. There's something deep inside where that little pilot light is that no prescription, no medication, no one can get to it but the Holy Spirit. But when the Holy Spirit gets to it, the Holy Spirit can touch you where you're hurting, where your greatest need is, where your doubt is, where your fear is, where your insecurity is, where your lostness is. Friend, you're not long for this world. Jesus is coming, and you're going to go to heaven in company. You're not going to a solo heaven. You're not going to say, oh, I can be in heaven without the body of Christ. I can be in heaven without God's people. Friend, you are an intelligent, smart person. What kind of reasoning is that? Friend, if you don't know God's people now and have that warm, near fellowship, touching one another, shaking hands with one another, laughing and loving and hugging one another, friend, there is just something missing in your life. You need the formula. Follow the formula. And when you don't follow the formula, it's like the doctor says, Jack, if you don't take the prescription, I can't sit behind my desk and do anything for you. If you don't take the prescription, walking, talking, opening scripture, breaking your bread, and going back to the church. Jesus sent those two disciples. He said, you don't need to be out here alone on this road by yourself, sharing your doubts and amplifying your doubts. You need to get back where there's faith. You need to get back to the house of God. You are a people of God. Then be with the people that you claim to be like. Be with the people that you are. That's why you're here today. So I'm preaching to the choir right now. You're here in the house of the Lord. Now, the resurrection is not ours. The resurrection is His. He's the one that rose from the dead. It is totally His. But here's the good point. He shares His resurrection with us. Hey, He arose. Now you can arise above that temptation, that doubt, that family problem, that difficulty. That hurt that has come into your life, you can rise above it in resurrection because He will share it with you. Remember who you are and remember to whom you belong. You belong to Jesus. Do you know that? Do you know that? How many of you will say, I do know that. I do know that. Oh, I'm so glad that you do. Now live in victory. Follow the formula. Watch your prayers start answering. Now, if your prayer hasn't been answered, look at the formula again and say, hey, here's where I need to shore up a little bit. I need to shore up in my daily walk. I need to shore up in my scripture reading. I need to shore up in wherever I need to shore up. And step in there and shore up your prayer. Listen, it may be a day, it may be a week, it may be a month. I don't know when it's going to be answered. But when you follow the formula, listen, He doesn't have a formula for one person and somebody else have another formula. Listen, if everybody served God, went to church, or didn't go to church like you did, or like you do, what kind of church would this church be? There wouldn't be a church. Friend, be the person that God has redeemed you to be. And your blessing will come. Blessing will come. Amen. Everybody say it's praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, let's bow together in prayer.
As we seek God in prayer and through the study of His Word, His healing power will take hold in our lives and free us from physical and emotional bondage. God is there and ready to meet you wherever you're at today. We hope today's healing word has been a blessing and has encouraged your faith in God to grow. And please remember, because of the current restrictions imposed as a result of the coronavirus that prohibit us from gathering for church on Sunday mornings, you're welcome to attend the services at the Largo Community Church this Sunday via live streaming. Go to largocc.org at 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. this Sunday and click on Watch Live. Again, go to largocc.org at 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. this Sunday and click on Watch Live. Be sure to tune in to WAVA tomorrow at this same time for another edition of the Healing Word. Until tomorrow, blessings on you.